Adventist Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has a segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
When you're there, ooh, when you're there,
looking out,
when you're there,
that you've had enough,
when you're there,
you didn't think it would be so rough,
that ocean,
you had a chance, but you,
that was sailing, is that the
oldest bed you would have ever. To be true that your whole life was in the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're there,
will you say that you've got no time to be in his bed of love divine?
When you're there,
your chance for hope is now just history.
When you're there,
yeah, your soul's in dreaded agony.
When you're there,
when you're there,
oh yeah, yeah,
when you're there,
you're at the stern of the ship, was the captain
sitting in your chair,
when you're there,
and I could hear as he called my
name,
when you're there.
Written by Ebenezer Quay and presented by Julian Amo.
So never swim with little or small ones. Your
presence.
Anything. You are a big fish. No. Bigger. We fully operate your world without any commotion. Once swamped and crowded by little minds and gods restricted, no. Large world and don't be offended. You are too large for their company. So move. From Deeper Reflection by Emmanuel.
Oh, our chimney. So, you enter the open door. In the book of John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus Christ proclaims, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus Christ. Way to the Father.
Savior, like a shepherd.
Into your life for an everlasting joyful relationship with Jehovah your God.
Yeah.
Friends of the Living God, we thank the Almighty God for granting us yet another blessed day to share His word with you. May His name be praised and adored. Amen.
Amen.
I am Sandra Ahia. It is now. Here is our own Pastor Solomon. Yeah. Hello, dear friends, Age of God. Thus, it's not surprising that his first public proclamation, at least as recorded here in Matthew, was a call to repentance. Dear friends, let's offer in crisis the judges through this wonderful. For our main, it is from first.
We thank you.
One. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation." Amen. And as we know, the time of the judges was a chaotic period in sacred history. God's people did evil in the sight of the Lord. The Lord sold them into the hands of an oppressor. The people
again
cried out
to us back home. We bless your name for answered prayer. Send the Holy Spirit to give us understanding of your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The call of the fishermen. Let's read Matthew chapter 4.
We're looking at conflict and crisis, the judges.
Through from that,
rebellion and
still began to preach.
There we see the great controversy still continues. There's so much conflict within and without, so much crisis within and without. The Lord still loves his people. Every now and then, he seeks to draw them closer.
At once they left their nets and followed him.
Human beings as we are. Every
Jibs, son of Zebedee and his brother John, they were in a boat with their
to draw away from him. And
nets. Jesus,
God tells us, he does not want anybody to perish. And so he always seeks to bring us closer and closer unto himself. This is the time after Joshua was dead and gone. And about
looking at
that the people of Israel were living like they had no king. And everybody was doing his own will. Whatever he feels
good,
he does it.
Called you. I believe they have heard of Jesus though, but then they have not had this one-on-one encounter with him. He just came in, asked them to follow them, and they left their father who brought them forth and followed this man. What link is this thing trying to tell us?
Whenever I call
commission in Israel and God sold them
and obey
to the hands of oppressors, sometimes the irony here is that the Jews or the Israelites don't understand why they
life of Jesus. God had testified about Jesus to their hearing.
Be under a nation that is more evil.
Jesus, at least for 1 year before this call now comes. And so they knew who Jesus was. They knew what Jesus was calling them to come and do. That is why Jesus tells them that, "Come, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men." And then they left everything they were doing. But you see, in first century Jewish societies, we
had
rabbis. And these rabbis
fallen and the rising of Israel. And God is so patient that he deals with them gently.
Anytime
they come to him, he takes them. Anytime they feel like
that,
out, he allows them.
But
with all this and in all this, he tries to bring them closer and closer unto himself. For we know that the grace of our Lord Jesus still lingers on for all of us because he doesn't want anybody to lose his or her life.
Thank you so much for taking us through the lesson. But then looking at our memory text, it talks to us about Hannah. And it says that Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation." We could see that even through her rejoicing, she has not given birth.
And sees them and tells them that, "Come, follow me." They left everything because they knew who Jesus was and that that call had to be responded to urgently. Unlike many of us today, when we are in our lowest estate, we feel that that is the best time to worship God. But when we have been lifted up,
God has answered her.
Maybe
you know, if you look at the story, if you look at chapter 1,
maybe in
of the book of Samuel, the Bible tells us that Hannah was barren, and the other wife of Elkanah actually had children. She prayed. She never gave up. She continued praying. And this is where we saw praying without ceasing. She was very serious and prayed and prayed. God actually answered. So
Ellen White continues to say that
her thanksgiving, she was pouring her heart,
they were men
thanking God.
Educate.
Jesus has actually answered her prayer. But yes, as we said, in all things we should give glory to God. We don't know why
response to God.
Thing.
It could be the things around us, our family, our friends, our jobs, our education, any other thing that we are making a priority over the call of God in our lives, upon our lives.
Thank
you. We have
to thank Him in all things. And take much out of faith to do that.
Thank you so much. Dear friend, we could see that Hannah praised God for being a rock
that we
strong and unchanging. We all follow in our fast-paced world, friends come and go, and circumstances change. It is difficult to find a solid foundation that will not change. And those who devote their lives to achievements, causes, or possessions have their security that just finds Christ and has job. The possession will for us. Let's offer a word of prayer as our God in heaven grants us grace to do all this. Amen.
We thank you again for another day.
And the main text says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My heart exalts in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in salvation. I believe we have really learned a lot from
just
this lesson.
That he wants all of us to go into repentance.
The problems that happen
not
until the
Father, we
King David. May the good Lord continue to bless us
and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Upon this note, our pastor will give us his last words.
Friend, we're still looking
at
conflict and crisis. Within us, we have a lot of comfort
in our powers. We ask that Lord bless them in the name of Jesus. Grant them
anytime we see,
even as you grant us understanding and insight into your word.
Is to go to Jesus on our knees, pray and plead. That we be drawn closer and closer unto Him. God is still not tired with us. He still seeks that we be saved. So we should not be deceived by the devil that we have gone too far. Let us come back to the Lord as the Israelites did, and the Lord is ready to
ask. Will be done in our lives.
Amen.
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 Amen. God has indeed been grateful to us for granting us this wonderful day.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, thou hast mercy to relieve us.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of
Hope. He leads me.
He leads me.
He leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought. Oh, comfort fraught, whatever I do, wherever I seems of deepest gloom. Sometimes where Eden's flowers bloom, by waters still or troubled sea, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me. Faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me.
You're welcome to Moment of Truth. I'm a humble servant, Yeboah Kwame Kiaski. And today I want us to consider a topic, knowing Him. Knowing Him. Shall we pray? We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our lives today. We thank you for the privilege of your word. Please help us to abide by your word and be great doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In Jonah chapter 1, we know the story of Jonah. A junior prophet of God and a servant of God was sent to Nineveh to rebuke Nineveh of what they are doing. But Jonah insisted. Instead of going to the east, he went to the west and went for a ship which was heading towards Tarsus just to run from the sight of God. But as we all know the story, the ship was troubled because of Jonah's disobedience. So he was thrown into the sea by those on board. And God, even in these times, though he disobeyed God, God had a plan in store for him. He was swallowed up by a great fish which the Lord had prepared for him. And in the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed in numerous times that he has sinned against God and heavens, and so he should forgive him. And God forgave him and brought him to the land of Nineveh to deliver the gospel. Here, what I want us to consider is what happened in the belly of the fish. Jonah, though, was a servant of God, but he only had or understood God perfectly when he experienced him in the belly of the fish. He understood God when his weaknesses and his traits were portrayed in front of him naked. And that's what we mean by knowing God. Knowing God means a personal thing. It shouldn't be things that we should wait for the church to do, but we should do it personally. We have to know God, and it should be a personal matter. And so it was after the experience that Jonah understood God perfectly. And so he went to preach to them, and he rebuked them. In the same way, in the New Testament, Simon Peter, one of the industrial disciples after working with Jesus Christ and being taught a lot, who had learned a lot from Jesus Christ, he availed himself to be filled with the Spirit. When Jesus Christ asked, "Who do people say I am?" he proclaimed through the Spirit that indeed you are the Messiah. And that's another point to consider when we know Jesus Christ personally. Peter spent all his lifetime. He could have gone on the sea to fish. But however, he chose to be the fisher of men, not just for fishes. And so when he allowed himself, though he was not educated, he was able to tell that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. So in the day of Pentecost, after they have submitted themselves under the unction of the Holy Spirit, Peter, who was nobody before, stood and 3,000 people were baptized in glorification of God's name, according to Acts chapter 2. And it can happen to our life today. If we surrender our all to Jesus Christ and submit to His Spirit, He will use us in numerous ways we wouldn't ever understand. Also in Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 9, we see a great scenario here. A great and a person who worked with conviction and zeal. Saul, a man who helped in stoning the first martyr, that's Stephen. God met him on the way when he was traveling to Jerusalem. On the way of Damascus, God met him. That Saul, 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 why are you threatening my people? According to Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 9. And Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord? Who are you?" And he said, "I am God that you are threatening me." And he became blind. But when he went to Ananias, he got his healing. And from there, Paul, who even came at the latter part of the gospel workers, became one of the industrious people who worked with zeal. And he wrote many letters. God used him to plant many churches. And these churches worked miraculously to the glorification of name. What am I trying to put across? When we try to know God personally, when we have a personal experience with Him, when we know Him from our hearts, nobody and no one can stop us, even if temptation and trials and troubles comes. Peter, Saul, and even Jonah knew God so much only when they had experience with Him. So many people worship God today to just show off that they are Christians. But within their hearts, they are not Christian. They just go to church. Many people believe in what they believe in because they don't have a personal experience with God. And believing in God comes as a result of having a personal experience with Jesus Christ and God. And so when we are being baptized, we say, "Take Him as your personal Savior." Meaning, personally, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Not by the influence of your family or your friends or your loved ones, but you have accepted that you take Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So knowing God comes by a personal experience. And when we avail ourselves to the Lord through His Spirit, He will heal us from our problems. And He will take us to greater places that we never imagined. May the Lord be with us all as we try and avail ourselves to the Lord, so that we can know Him and know Him to the glorification of His name. May
from what
raised now and forevermore in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
David lived in Yak and he was blessed. Did perfectly. David to think of the things you possess, treat them as it is, approach them as they are, keep them as they are. Lord is going to bless you as you bless Obed-Edom. Father in heaven, we thank you so much. We pray that open up the things that bless you to keep them as they are.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on 233-244-677-357-4 244-235-07 or email us at info@edu.edu.gh or through the postal address at Radio Ghana, P.O. 295, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback. I believe today's magazine has been a
March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016. Our new frequency.
Same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
K kilohertz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us +233 244 673 528 or 0244 235 017 or you Ghana, your feedback. I believe today's match is a blessing. May the Lord be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Ha ha ha!